My name is Ian Thompson. I'm an organizer with the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five in the Los Angeles chapter. And we're standing here today for a kickoff rally and conference to unveil this beautiful billboard that stands behind us, a 14 by 48 foot billboard of the Cuban Five in the heart of Hollywood, California, the entertainment capital of the world, and also a place where you can see an enormous billboard for 1 month advertising the case of the Cuban Five, the unjust imprisonment of these five men. We will have several speakers to talk about the importance of this case, all of whom have worked hard and built support for the case of the Cuban Five. We'll hear from Jim Lafferty, the Executive Director of the National Lawyers Guild, Blaise Bond Payne, the Executive Director of Office of the Americas, Sila Esquerra, an organizer with the Answer Coalition, and Gloria LaRiva, the coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five, as well as Al Garcia, a leader of the Alliance for Just and Lasting Peace in the Philippines. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Jim Lafferty, who's the Executive Director of the National Lawyers Guild, Los Angeles Chapter.
Ian, thank you so much. Yes, Jim Lafferty, the Los Angeles Chapter National Lawyers Guild. I'm also the interim general manager at radio station KPFK, and we certainly support the cause of the Cuban Five and do the best to use our airwaves to get the message out to the people in Los Angeles. You know, it's no secret that the status, the respect of the United States of America has fallen to a low, all-time low all over the world. Various independent public opinion polls demonstrate that very clearly. And although there are many reasons that contribute to the loss of respect for the American government around the world, certainly primary in that list is its bogus so-called war on terrorism, an excuse, of course, to conduct permanent war on behalf of its own empire. And if ever the bogus nature of that so-called war on terrorism was made evident, it was made evident when the U.S. government did what they have done and are continuing to do to our brothers from Cuba, the Cuban Five. Because although we can certainly talk about and are talking about it, and it's important to talk about the fact that they had a kangaroo trial in Miami, those matters are on appeal in our court system with wonderful attorneys, famous attorneys in the United States like Leonard Weinglass representing them. While we can criticize that trial, and rightly so, while we can say, as the billboard says, that they are unjustly in prison, and certainly they are under our own criminal justice system, what is even more fundamental to understand than that, as I say, is the way in which it exposes the hypocrisy of the United States government on this matter of a war on terrorism. Think about it. All you really have to understand the truth of what I've just said is this. Here are five men who came from Cuba in the face of relentless attacks on their own people by terrorists operating out of the United States. And so what do these men do? They come here, they gather evidence about that terrorism and the complicity of the United States in it, and then, because after all the United States is waging a war on terror, they go to the highest law enforcement authorities of the land, the Justice Department and the FBI, and they say, well, you're waging this war on terror. We've got some terrorists for you. And what does the Justice Department do? What does the FBI do? Does it arrest the terrorists? Of course not. It arrests the Cuban Five, fighters against terrorism, calls them the terrorists, has a bogus kangaroo court trial in Miami, and locks them away for unconscionable terms of years in prison, denies them the right to be visited under international law, which they have a right by their own family members. So the people of the United States must come to understand, and it's not easy because the mainstream media doesn't want this story to come out. That's why this billboard money was raised and this billboard was put up. It's important for the people of the United States to demand of their own government not only that we normalize relations, of course, with Cuba, but that we free the Cuban Five if we're ever to restore our good place in this world. One good place to start is to free the Cuban Five and to apologize for the grave injustice that has been done to them. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Jim Lafferty, the Executive Director of the Los Angeles Chapter of the Lawyers Guild, a strong partner in freeing the Cuban Five and this cause for justice. Our next speaker needs no introduction due to his long-term work in solidarity with the people of Latin America, and in particular the people of Cuba. He is Blaise Bonpain, the Executive Director of the Office of the Americas.
Thank you very much for being here today, and we're extremely happy to see this wonderful billboard here in the heart of Hollywood, because Cuba has been victimized by terror now for over 50 years. And some of the organizations involved over the past years have even struck here in Hollywood. We have groups known as Alpha 66, Omega 7, and other groups of that type that have been given free rein here in Hollywood. We had a gathering here, a gathering place known as the Haymarket. These people came in and burned it to the ground, practically killing those who were inside, who by miraculously were able to get out. So we're very proud of these young men who have come to the United States to establish a dialogue with our country at a time when we are not practicing diplomacy. We didn't show diplomacy with Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan, and we haven't shown that diplomacy with Cuba. It's time now to allow that dialogue to begin. And these men now waiting in prison, as many great patriots who have been in prison, are asking for that communication, to understand that we have here in Miami a really rogues gallery of terrorists. We know who they are. The FBI knows who they are. They all have a long history of murder and terror, and they're being allowed to live here with impunity. And that is what the Cuban Five came here to deal with, to say some of these terrorists have acted in Cuba, and then they return here to the United States to live with in luxury and impunity. That is not a good way to fight the war on terrorism, as it is called. If we're serious about ending terrorism, we will allow these young men to be free and to speak with our own government, as they tried to do. They went, as Jim said, to the FBI to explain that they had evidence on terror that was being created and caused in their country. And for that, they were arrested in an extremely cynical fashion, like many prisoners today. They are unjustly held and unjustly imprisoned, and we are here to demand their freedom so that they might be a voice to end the terror that has marked 50 years of the history of Cuba, terror coming in from the outside to attempt to overthrow that revolution, which has done so much to help the very things we need in the United States. We need a healthcare system. We should observe theirs and imitate it. We need an education system that's not tied in with money. We should observe theirs and imitate it. Rather than imitating it, we continue to attack it. And it's time for that conversion, you might say, a conversion to understand that these five young people came here with all goodwill, and their goodwill continues as they remain in prison, as they write these magnificent letters home and to people who are interested in their cause. We want to see them free. We want to see their country free of the terror that has been imposed on it by our country for 50 years, attempting to kill their head of state, attempting to poison their fields, attempting to harm their people, invading them. All of this has to cease if we are going to become a nation that the rest of the world and our own citizens can be proud of. So we're here today to demand the freedom of the Cuban Five. Thank you.
Thank you, Blaise Bonpain, the Executive Director of the Office of the Americas. Our next speaker is with the ANSWER Coalition, which stands for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. It's been a leading group in the anti-war struggle against Iraq and Afghanistan, always raising the issue of the Cuban Five at rallies of tens and hundreds of thousands of people. ANSWER has also been leading the struggle to extradite terrorist Luis Posada Carriles, the anti-Cuba terrorist Luis Posada Carriles, to Venezuela, where he deserves to stand trial for his crimes. Our speaker is Sila Esquerra, who's a student organizer with the Answer Coalition. Welcome, Sila.
Sila Esquerra, Answer organizer. The Los Angeles chapter of Answer Coalition stands today with other community activists to inaugurate this billboard for the Cuban Five. This billboard is a dramatic display that will bring to light to tens of thousands of Angelenos not only a grave case of injustice, but the campaign to free them. We call on the Bush administration to free immediately the Cuban Five political prisoners known as the Cuban Five. We also demand of Bush that he proceed without further delay to extradite Luis Posada Carriles, the terrorist who is still wanted for the bombing of a Cuban airliner 31 years ago and for killing 73 defenseless people. He is still wanted for his admitted murder by terror bombing of Fabio Di Celmo, the Italian tourist. But Bush so far refuses because Bush is on the side of the terrorist. The Five struggle for freedom has not been an easy road. They have been in prison going on 10 years and is going on 10 years too long. Free Gerardo, Ramon, Rene, Antonio, and Fernando.
Thank you, Sila Esquerra, who's an organizer with the Answer Coalition. Our next speaker is the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five's coordinator, who comes from San Francisco today, and is principally responsible for organizing this campaign with all of these other groups here today and many others to get this very important billboard up in Los Angeles. Please welcome Gloria Lariva, the National Coordinator of the Committee to Free the Cuban Five.
Sisters and brothers, there's a lot of traffic noise here today, but it's what we want. We want many cars to drive by Hollywood Boulevard in this coming month to see a powerful message about five men who are unjustly in prison and whose freedom we demand. Now, I believe that in this huge city of Los Angeles, aside from perhaps electoral campaigns, this may be the only political billboard and should therefore draw a lot of attention for its character. These are five proud men, as you can see from their photographs. As Ramon Lavagnino, one of the five, said when he was sentenced to life in prison and is now in Texas in Beaumont Prison, he said, "I will wear my uniform with the same pride that a soldier wears his uniform." They are political prisoners, and they were fighting to defend Cubans, Americans, anyone who would be touched by terrorism. In fact, a tourist who never expected to die by bomb, Fabio Di Celmo, died when a bomb placed by the terrorist Luis Posada Carriles exploded in his face, and he died within 2 minutes. This is the kind of mission that the five were involved in, to stop terrorism, to save lives. And if there was national coverage, as there should be in this country, about a case involving the United States' support for terrorism against Cuba and the United States' unjust imprisonment of the men who were fighting terrorism, if there was national coverage, as there should be, we wouldn't have to place a billboard in the streets of Los Angeles. But we will do whatever we have to do to help free our men. We will do whatever we have to do, including collecting the thousands of dollars that it takes. This billboard was possible because we got donations from everywhere, from around the world and across the United States. And today, we got emails from France, from Germany, and from other cities and countries who said, "We're very inspired by what you're doing. We're going to send you some money." And so we'll move on to the next city after Los Angeles. But in the meantime, the people of Los Angeles, the progressive movement should be proud that it started here in LA. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gloria Lariva, the National Coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. And our final speaker is a longtime activist and supporter of Cuba in the Filipino community in Los Angeles. It's Arturo Garcia, a leader of the Alliance for Just and Lasting Peace in the Philippines.
Good afternoon to everybody. As a representative of the Filipino-American community in Los Angeles, I am proud to have this billboard that breaks the monopoly of the capitalists and imperialists and their fight against the war on terror. In the Philippines, 4 days ago, a leader of the peasant movement, the Secretary General of KMP, Randall Echanes, was arrested without charges and was dumped in a jail in a far-flung province in the Visayas called Leyte. And there are around 200 people who are still missing. Some of them are consultants of the National Democratic Front because the peace process is in shambles. In the Netherlands, Professor Jose Maria Sison is still persecuted by the Dutch government and the US imperialists. So Cuba and the Philippines share the same fate as it was in December 10, 1898. The Philippines, Cuba, and Puerto Rico were sold down the river to the American imperialists by the tune of $10 million. And we are against it. And we are against the monopoly of the imperialists. And we want the Cuban Five freed. Free the Cuban Five!
Free the Cuban Five!